You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
The final hour begins, and that's usually when the action starts. Every hour is different, but the final hour begins with legend. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Paul, for taking my call, brother. Great call. Great show today, man. I've enjoyed all the callers.
Thank you.
Got a black hat for Bubba. Bubba! In the black hat crew, dude. I like it! AJ, got your application. You're in consideration. Pause. Listen to the Big 12 Network a little bit today. They cut you up over there, dude. You
know No. Please. Help me, legend. Don't let them do that to me.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. I thought, man, one guy got on there and said, it don't mean as much. It's all right if we don't win a championship. By and by, man, like winning a championship is everything. On some schools, they just like to go out on Saturday and have a good time and enjoy the game. You know what I call that, Paul?
What's that, legend?
You know what I call that? BS! You're right, Paul. You ain't in it to win it. What you in it for, baby? What you in it for? I'm not in it for second place. I'm not like LSU last year enjoying my participation trophy where I got beat by 50 in the SEC championship game celebrating my coach like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Hell no, that ain't Alabama, baby. We don't celebrate them kind of seasons. We write them off and forget about them, baby. You're right, Paul. You know, went nationwide, baby. And by the way, Jim Harbaugh just text thanking the NCAA for getting him out of them four Saturdays. Woo! Come on, baby. I'm about to drop a bomb up in here, baby, like an atomic bomb. Hey, Paul, did I hear, what's his name from A&M? What's his name? Expired? Is that his name?
Expired.
You know, it's funny. Didn't he say that he was a coach in Texas for 20 years? Ain't that what he said?
Yeah, the last 13 is a head coach.
Well, that explains why Texas and Texas A&M's went down here. Woo! That's the real woo, lad. Woo! That's no fake-ass woo that you be bringing on here, boy. That's the real Ric Flair woo. Woo, baby. That's the real one, baby. Hey, that's funny, an A&M fan called expired. That's appropriate, considering that Jimbo Fisher's on the verge of being expired. A&M's chances to ever get to a championship game expired. Right? That's about right, brother. That's about right there, man. You know, Paul, I turned on the radio this morning, listened to some of the Big 12, then I flipped over. And then I heard this Brian Kelly love again, man. I'm just so sick of this damn Brian Kelly love, man. I just don't get it. I feel like we ought to go back and celebrate that Missouri team that won the SEC East and got beat by 80 by Cam Newton and all the SEC championship games.
Hey, what about that Florida team that won the East that was run over by Alabama a couple of times?
Yeah, we didn't need to go back and celebrate them teams, man. We did not give them teams their due. I mean, I ain't never heard so much. I mean, they act like Brian Kelly's actually accomplished something. You beat Pete Gold, and so what, dude? I mean, you got drugged by Texas A&M.
Legend,
come on,
I have a
man.
Question for you, because a friend of mine made this suggestion to me, and I may have been conservative, but forget games, okay? Games are no longer the issue. How many national championships did Pete Golden cost Alabama?
At least two. And the idiot that was offensive coordinator, too. I blame me and you, Paul. I was thinking about this the other night. I was telling my friend in New York, I really blame me and Paul for not being strong enough to get under Skip Golden's skin a year earlier and run his butt out of town. Because one thing I know about Kevin Steele, we ain't going to be in no damn 1-4-6 defense in the last play of the game. Talk about a soggy minnow. I mean, Pete Golden, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what Saban was thinking. I mean, he wasn't thinking right. Pete Golden had some pitches on Nick or something. I never got the whole story. He had done something. He was a long kinfolk or something. But, I mean, we knew the one strong enough.
You know what it was, Legend?
Earlier.
Yeah, he was stubborn. He didn't like Legend telling him what to do.
Well, he done broke down from that now and realized a year later, Legend Fireball was right. If me and you were running Alabama, we'd have won a national championship last year, man. Come on, if me and you
I will go with you. Golden definitely cost Alabama a championship last year. I'm iffy on that second national championship.
Yeah, I give Georgia one. Georgia got a good team, but what Georgia needs to understand, it's quite simple, Georgia. Get real close to the phone. Get real close to your speaker. Let me break it down to you real cool before the UFOs come and get us all. Just listen real close. Your leprechaun is in the NFL. And you replaced it with a boo-boo. You replaced it with a boo-boo. Paul, all seriousness, two things about Georgia today that stands out to me. Number one, Auburn used to fight Georgia player for player in recruiting back in the day. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach Freak has been battling on player for player. He's showing you today that Georgia-Alabama line is up for grabs again because it's Big Cat weekend, and you know Coach Freak might have his phone out. I'm going to tell you now, all the recruits going to be getting blocking down there to the Pay, Save, Delay program. It's coming now. It's coming, Paul. Your leprechaun's gone, Georgia. LSU, your coach is overrated. Stop celebrating 9-4 season. We never do that at Alabama, baby. That's why we're the king. And before I get off, let me leave you with this. The revenge tour failed, but now this is the respect tour. And the king is returning to his throne. Legend has left the building.
CJ is up next in Virginia. Hello, CJ.
Paul, man, Alabama has the respect. They can have double-digit wins. They're just not going to be champions. And they can tell all those Alabama boys they're not going to get the chance to play Georgia. And, you know, Legend said a couple of weeks ago, oh, you know, beat them 50 or 30, no telling what the score would have been. We outscored Georgia in the second half, okay? And we were coming back on Georgia with Nesmeyer. We just had those three goofy touchdowns we gave up at the beginning of the game. We had a ball on the ground, some special teams. That's been corrected. We got a new special teams call. We had the interception from the ball bouncing off the helmet. We had another deflect. You know, it ain't happening this year, you know. And things are lining up. I got a feeling about it. And, you know, thanks for the yummy rat poison. Putting Alabama number one, it lines up perfect. But I got a question for you, Paul. All right, this is the question. Paul Feinbaum, 11 months ago, 10 and a half months ago, whenever it was, when we were initially picked to finish last in the West, we just lost to Florida State. If someone was to tell you LSU would beat Alabama, win the West, and play in Atlanta, is that more improbable than me telling you now LSU will go back to Atlanta and this time pull the upset? I'm telling you, I'm feeling it this year. Which one do you think's more improbable?
Well, I think last year was more improbable based on what I knew. This year, I see a path for LSU getting to Atlanta. I do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but yeah, I want to clear that up. But then what happened in Atlanta last year is not happening this year. And, but anyway, thanks for letting us call.
I don't want to speak for Legend, but what he's talking about really is that it happened a couple of times last year for LSU. The the Tennessee game, the A&M game, and obviously the Georgia game was never going to be close, but some of those other games were, you know, there was no excuse for the Tennessee game to be as badly out of hand as it was.
I hear you. I hear you, Paul, but it's going to be night and day. We're a much stronger, better team this year, and, you know, Jaden's going to be in his second year. It's going to be good. I can't wait. I can't wait to beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa again. I can't wait to see Brian Kelly beat. But Legend's right. We got to finish strong. We can't just beat Alabama every year. I mean, we got to finish strong and beat out A&M at home and go on and win this thing out. You know, but we got a big test. I'm telling you, I'm just as worried about playing Mississippi State and Starkville as I am Alabama and Tuscaloosa towards the end of the year. That third game of the year is going to be dangerous on the road to begin the SEC. But, you know, I can put their minds to use. They don't have to worry about playing Georgia again because they're not going to get that opportunity. It's going to be a big purple wave taking the country over fall. So I hope all the psychiatrists and psychologists are ready in Alabama because they're going to need it. And there's a shortage right now, so they better get the word out. I think they can probably give you an honorary doctorate, Paul, to help all these Alabama fans with their psyche for this season coming up.
Can't wait. Thank you, CJ. Dale is up next in Colorado. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right or get the verbiage right or whatever, but so the NCAA is pretty much a paper tiger. Do you see a day when, say, like the SEC or any other conference just breaks away from the NCAA and just comes up with their own, like, governing body? I mean, because, I mean, I think the NCAA has outlived its usefulness, especially with this Harbaugh stuff. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to ask you? I mean, do you see
I think you're 100% correct, and I think there will be a day when the Power Five conferences coalesce and say, we don't need the NCAA. Everything they do, we can do better. We don't need a college basketball tournament where 350 teams are eligible, or a baseball tournament. Football is already outside of their purview. It will take a while because there's one thing that you learn in the NIL thing. The best lesson from NIL is that nothing moves quickly. They had 10 years to correct it. They didn't. Now they're 2 years into complaining about it and leaning on Congress to bail them out. I mean, these are bureaucrats across the board. Yeah. And if you do away with all those other schools and the Power Five or the Power Four, there's no such thing as the Power Five anymore. The Pac-12 doesn't matter. Things would be far more efficient. They can set the rules however they want, and college athletics would be a lot more entertaining. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We have a long way to go here on this Wednesday afternoon, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul.
Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back here, and let's take some more phone calls. Myth in Kentucky is up next. Hello, Myth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to go at Legend. Man, I know he's the man. I get it. You know, he runs it year in, year out. But, hey, Paul, give me just a second. Your question is, saw with my own eyes, laugh out loud. Well, Legend is one of them. Is he an ex-football player, or was he in the band, or did he play the flute, or what? I mean, what's going on with him?
Why I don't think I have his backstory very well. I mean, I know about him, but I don't know what he played.
Okay, last thing. Real quick, Paul. Baby, I know it's Alabama this and Alabama that, but, I mean, we've got some horses down in Kentucky with Cal, and you know, Paul, I ain't going to give it up.
Well, you shouldn't. Hey, thank you for checking in. Matthew is in Maine. Matthew, go right ahead. You're on the air. Matthew, you there? No, is the answer to that. Christina is in Tennessee. Christina, you're on the air.
What about it, Mr. Feinbaum?
Hey there.
How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for taking my phone call. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Vols this year.
I feel pretty good about the Vols. I feel better about them after interviewing Heupel and Milton the other day. They were both unusually confident, and I don't see them winning the East, but I think a 10-2 record is very doable.
Well, I'm a big Vols girl, so but I thank you, Paul, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. You be well. Richard is in Texas. Hey, Richard, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I called you in 21. I'm a retired high school football coach and high school principal, and I explained to you what we were doing with our kids to protect them against COVID. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do remember that call. That was great.
I just got two or three little points to make. Please be patient with me. Number one, I don't know why anybody frets because we're going to have a 12-team playoff. I mean, in Division II, you've got 28 teams. In Division III, you've got 32 teams. These kids aren't tired at the end of the year. That is just ludicrous. I just don't understand that. Now, I've coached in three states. I've coached in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and, of course, retired as a principal. I'm telling you right now, the Big 12 is weak. Texas is a pretty good team. There's no doubt about it. I think they're going to be pretty strong this year. But look what Georgia did to TCU in the national championship game. Look what Alabama did to Kansas State, and Kansas State beat TCU in the Big 12 game. They don't compare to the SEC. The SEC's got this year, since LSU, I think, has turned the corner, and so has South Carolina. That's eight teams, Paul, that can beat anybody on any given day. You may have three decent teams in the Big 12, and that's it. So, you know, I'm an SEC guy all the way. There's no doubt about it. I know I live in Texas, but I love the SEC. And let me say one other thing, and then I'll shut up. I'll get off and let somebody else call. I don't call in. I mean, I don't listen to your program to listen to Legend, or listen to Larry or Jim or I-Man. And Augie, come on. He's cutting down LSU's baseball team. Then they won the national championship. Boy, didn't he look like a fool.
He did.
Or some of the other alphabet you had, AJ and DC. I call in because of the – I listen to your program because of the guests you have on there. You have Sankey on there. You have coaches on there. You have commissioners on there. You even have some fools from the NCAA on there every now and then. That's why I call – that's why I listen to your program. And I wish that you would have more guests like that. And I know a lot of people listen to your program because of that. So if you'd put a few more guests like that on there, I'd appreciate it, because I do get tired of listening to some of those dummies that call in.
Thank you very much, Paul. Great to hear from you again. Enjoyed both calls. He mentioned a number of people that he does not like to listen to, but the initials that stuck out to me were AJ.
Woo! Hey, first of all, I'll tell you this. I want my minute and a half back from that guy's call, if he could send it to me in the mail, because I don't give a damn what you want. Nobody gives a damn what you want. I tell you what we did do, though, today, baby. I plucked him right out of the perfect Kirby Smart's hand. DeMarcus Riddick, baby, five-star linebacker. Everybody says, what's AJ smoking? I must be smoking the same stuff Riddick's smoking, because he turned his back on Kirby. I texted him. I said, hey, man, how'd we get the deal? He says, man, Anthony, I tell you, or AJ, didn't mean to give my name away. Hey, he says, I tell you what, it wasn't because of Coach Freeze this time. It was because I had to hear Darryl Youngblood's dumbass call earlier today. What's the most ridiculous, pathetic caller that you have, Paul, besides him, is Darryl. I mean, you wouldn't even have, y'all were a field goal away from what, we wouldn't even be having none of these conversations if that boy could have made a field goal for Ohio State. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, we know all that, but it was that close. And the bottom line is this, the Freeze is anything. Y'all look out, AJ is going to say it like Deion Sanders, we coming, baby, we coming. War, damn, Eagle, hell with you, Darryl.
Oh, really some serious smack there from AJ. Let's check out Dwayne in North Carolina. Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Paul. Good to hear from you. You know, I agree with AJ, and I don't listen just for Sankey or for any empty suits. I like to hear the insight from AJ and Legend and Larry and, you know, all those other guys. I know their family tree don't fork much, but it's good to hear their insight and understand what they're up to. But, Paul, I have to ask you something real quick. I'm going to say Tennessee Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, UAB, Auburn, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Florida, Missouri, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Georgia Tech. That is quite a gauntlet right there, Paul. What does Kirby Smart say about being called a cupcake schedule? Come play it. Come play it. That's ridiculous, Paul. How is the back-to-back national champion getting handed a schedule like that?
Well, Dwayne, this is well-traveled news here, but they had a trip to Oklahoma on the schedule, and the conference made them take it off. As a result, they ended up with three cupcakes in Georgia Tech, which used to be you might need to ask your grandfather about this, but it used to be a big game. It's not anymore. But in defense of Georgia, nobody plays a more formidable non-conference schedule than they do. They have a Power Five at the end of the year. They played Oregon last year, Clemson the year before, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. They played everyone. They're not running away. They're not running away from anybody.
Well, Paul, I mean, look. Alabama's even playing Chattanooga November 18th. What is it with the SEC and scheduling these games late?
Dwayne, who's your school?
Well, UNC. I'm an ACC guy. I just follow to know what's going on across the fence.
So you're a UNC fan?
Well, Paul, I don't think that's necessary. I'm a mediator. I look at things through an unbiased perspective.
Well, but
I don't have a dog in the SEC fight.
I don't mind you looking at anything you want to look at, but I think you have to be fair when you're talking about Georgia's schedule. It was not their decision. They don't like that schedule. I can guarantee you that.
So who's pulling the strings, Paul?
I don't know how many more times I have to answer the question to you. I feel like I'm in second grade here, trying to give a math issue to a kid that doesn't understand math. But they had a trip to Norman, Oklahoma on the schedule. I think that's pretty formidable, don't you?
It's to an extent.
Oh, to an extent?
Yes, sir.
Who is your big road game that you I mean, you got South Carolina. Do you have any other non-conference games?
Look, we don't need to bring looking at this from a non-biased perspective. Simply put, the back-to-back national champion, the best team in college football, is not playing hard.
Your school plays Campbell. That's a soup. That's not a football team.
Don't you dare denigrate the name of the Campbell Fighting Camels. Look, Paul.
He's showing off his uppity Chapel Hill education with that retort. We will take a break. We still have 30 minutes to go. We look forward to chatting with you.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, we had AJ a minute ago. Now we have AC.
Mr. Feinbaum, thank you so much for taking my call. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a caller, but earlier today on ESPN, again, correct me if I'm wrong, you said NCAA is a clown show. That's what you said. Am I correct?
That is correct. I did say that.
This is what I like to verify. I'm not like some of the losers. Don't just start accusing you. I just want to verify to see if this is what you said. I think you meant to say AJ from Pal City is a clown show. I think that's what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said that if anyone watching this morning on ESPN knew or cared who AJ was.
Sure, nobody knows who AJ is. Let's face it, you and I, we can peel an onion. We can do that too. Everybody's going to know. He doesn't. No one's going to know. He is riding on legends. You know what? I'm not going to say it because I don't want you to cut me off. He talks about Black Cat. See, I'm not a wannabe. But here's the thing. This is where I give Jim from Tuscaloosa all the credit. I don't think he's a wannabe. Black Cat. And oh, by the way, this is what I like the most about AJ. He says, let me tell you something. Well, you already know you're going to say something. So say something, boy. Promo AJ. Oh, by the way, AJ said a month ago he wants to do a phone feud. I don't remember him. Waiting for me? Or is he waiting for himself to go and just cut a promo with Matt in San Antonio? They could work on something. AC, I was in promo 101. They said, forget you. You graduated. See, I'm trying to take some lessons. They don't want me, Mr. Feinbaum. I was supposed to be in Hollywood, but Hollywood fooled me. Damn. I would demolish Kardashians. I would put them in the garbage can and light them up on fire because I hate you fat Americans. But Mr. Love, Mr. Feinbaum, excuse me. I freaking love you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know what to say about the poor guy. Smokey is up next. Hey, Smokey.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener, first time caller. I just want to talk about how Heupel has turned the ship around and for the last long while, it's been hard to be a Vols fan. Now, the bandwagoners are starting to show up, I've noticed. But while I've been on hold, I've heard some things, and it kind of changed my outlook on on what I was going to say. So my message is to AJ and this cat from Bangladesh and anybody else like that. First off, to AJ, ain't nobody worried about them war chickens. You can just go on and sit down. We ain't been worried about them since Pick Six. I know we only play them every, 4 years, but it's fun to watch y'all. My ex-wife was an Auburn fan, and it kind of made me hate them a little more. And this cat from Bangladesh, man, he needs to calm down. Like, there's probably kids watching this show. But anyway, I'll let you go from there. I'm going to sit here and drink cold beer after work. And, Paul, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm gonna compliment you, you old fart. 69 today, right, Paul? I'm glad your buddy broke the news and you gulped when he did, because you don't want anybody to know your real birthday, like you put everybody down about how old you think they are, which you're wrong. But I got to give you a compliment, old man. Let me tell you what's cool about you. You are good with your mouth sometimes. And when you said cowboy was a suit, and that fool, the way he couldn't take it, he lost his breath and hung up and ran. That was great. I'll give you credit for that. That was great, Paul.
Well, Jim, first of all, it's great to talk to you again. Are you okay? We were worried about you.
No, I'm fine, Paul. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you because you're...
Okay. just for those of you who are wondering why we lost the call from Jim, he used a word that... I sound like I'm a representative at the UN. It's not permissible on this show, so he is automatically disqualified from continuing on the conversation. try to be nice. Myth is up next. Hello, Myth.
Hey, Myth. I got a little 3-year-old. He's got 3 words to say for you. Okay, Paul, just give me a second.
This is okay. I don't think we've ever had a 3-year-old on the show, so this could be a new record.
All right. Listen, Trey, what do you got to say?
Calf, calf, calf.
And there we go, Paul.
Okay. Well, thanks, Myth. It wasn't the most comprehensive conversation we've ever had, but we've had the youngest caller ever. And one who we don't know, where he fits into the age. But it's not, age is just a number, right, Jim? Jacob is up next. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I got some questions for you about the Florida Gators. We're hearing all this about Georgia and Alabama, we know. But as a Florida fan, what should my expectations be this year?
Improvement. And I wouldn't get hung up on the record either, because the schedule is complex. But I think if this program looks like it's making steps ahead, then I would feel good about it. And there are 7 or 8 games that are toss-ups or worse. And Florida has to change the narrative. They have to quit losing to Vanderbilt and start beating Georgia. That's what Florida fans expect.
I agree, Paul. I want to give a shout-out to my boy Dan. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, here's the schedule, and here's why it's so hard to figure it out. Utah, that was the game they turned last year. Tennessee's some of my Florida friends think Tennessee's a possible win. I don't, but the games like Kentucky, Vanderbilt, then you're on the road to South Carolina, Georgia. And you got Arkansas on the schedule this year. You have to win that game. You're probably not going to win at LSU. You may not win at Florida. Florida State probably favors the Seminoles. So, yeah, you can sit here as a Gator and argue 7, 8, 9 wins, and I can sit here and argue 7 or 8 losses. We'll take a short break. Back with a few more minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Turning out a reminder of one of the breaking stories of the afternoon. The University of Colorado Board of Regents has scheduled a meeting tomorrow afternoon where they will likely approve a move to the Big 12, where they once resided. The commissioner of the Pac-12 just recently said, none of our members are leaving, we're all happy, and now seems like one more is heading for the exit. A few more minutes to go. Kinsley is in Nashville. Hello, Kinsley. Good afternoon. Kinsley, you there? How about no to that answer? Don is in North Carolina. Hello, Don.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Being from North Carolina and your caller a couple of minutes ago, Dwayne, I don't know, what a clown. I mean, he shied away from his team. He said the Tar Heels was his team, supposedly. But when you called him out, I love the soup comment that you made about Campbell. That was great. My son goes to NC State, so I'm a true Bama fan at heart. But since my money goes to Raleigh and NC State, I kind of pulled for them. And I just wanted to tell Dwayne, hey, we got Notre Dame coming to Carter-Finley in week two, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm fairly – I mean, I know last year went sideways, but NC State seems like they're just very close to turning the corner. They just can't ever seem to do it. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let me try this call one more time. We had the is it Tinsley? Tinsley, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we've established contact. You're 9 years old.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you made it in. The floor is yours. What's on your mind?
I wanted to answer his question about something you can't believe you saw on your
I'm glad you we asked a question today on Twitter about let me make sure I get the what's something that you wouldn't believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes, and the answer can't be the Feinbaum show.
Okay. Tennessee kicked the winning field goal to beat Alabama.
You know something, Tinsley? The two of us have the same answer. That's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. You're nine, so I have you beat by a couple of years. But that was what did that mean to you when you saw that kick?
It made a lot of me. It did. Well, I used to be an Alabama fan, but after that, I started to be a Tennessee fan. So it didn't mean a lot to me that bad, but now it does.
Now, come on. Hold on a second, Tinsley. You're 9 years old, and you've already switched from Alabama to Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
I mean, is the Saban decline that pronounced that you're already bailing out on the GOAT just to join Josh Heupel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I hope you'll call again. You were a fantastic caller.
Thank you. Go Big Orange.
You got it. Great to hear from you. That was pretty. I mean, abandon Alabama. He's 9 years old. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be a trend or not. Luke is in Idaho. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. I was wondering
what the Alabama quarterback situation is looking like, because I think Ty Simpson is going to be the starter, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think you're on the right track. I have so many friends there that all give me a different version. Here's what I think is going to happen week one. I think Jalen Milroe will be the first week starter. And then watch out. Does Buckner make a significant enough move? Does Ty Simpson do what a lot of insiders think he is going to do and command the stage? Will they use a two-quarterback system employing Milroe in short yardage? I mean, those are what I'm hearing right now. But I am clueless in terms of an absolute prediction.
Okay, Roll Tide.
Good to hear from you. Thank you very, very, very much, Bill. Don't have a lot of time left, but you are next up. Good afternoon.
Well, this is a history question. The reason why these cities are called the Queen City goes back to the late Victorian era, whenever the cities across America had to have a nickname.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know if they do it anymore, but Cincinnati, Charlotte, Charleston, the ones that were named, that they're called the Queen City, okay, because they represent the largest city in the state that is not the state capital.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. Because, I mean, every city has, whether it's legitimate or not, they have a nickname, and they always have sister city. But I didn't know that. Charlotte's definitely not the capital of North Carolina, but it is the largest city. What is also a fact is that we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.